to Genesis. Now, I want to just pull out something that stood out to me as I thought of the world and the as he was given the devotion. Sometime read chapter 1 and start looking at how many times, and God, but God, starts out in the beginning, God. Why is the world where it is today? Because they're trying to take God out. Out of the schools, out of creation. Somehow there's got to be some way that there's not this God that we have to reverence and worship. But I went over to chapter 2. God created everything. He created man. And then in chapter 2, verse 18, and God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. Verse 21, and Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. The start of God's plan for motherhood. God called the world to be fruitful and multiply, but he, with that comes motherhood. And we're thankful God has created it that way. It's not through evolutions. It's not through the monkey that changed over. It didn't come that way. Believe the Bible, the truth that God has planted there. Well, that's not my message for the morning. My message for this morning is taken from Proverbs 31. We know the familiar passage there. In Proverbs 31, I've titled the message this morning, Qualities of a Virtuous Woman. Qualities of a Virtuous Woman. I didn't say mother, but it applies to you mothers. Because there might be some here in the audience that don't find themselves as a mother. Today can be your day too. I think Proverbs 31, I believe Proverbs 31 has much to teach for all women. But look at me. As the start of chapter 31, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. There's many commentators feel that it could be another name for Solomon. I'm not going to go into that. I don't know. But there's this King Lemuel who had a mother. I looked at her son and the life he was going to live. And he needed some instruction. The prophecy that his mother taught him. The instruction that his mother taught him. And in verse 2, what my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Can't you just see this mother saying to her son, son, what should I advise you? What advice can I give to you? You're coming of age. You're getting older. You're going to face many things in life. What can I advise you, son? And then she starts in her instruction for this son. Verse 3, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Son, you're going to be king. There's many loose women about you that want to destroy you and lead you away. I meant to say before I went into this introduction, for the son, for the men. Think about what your mother has taught you. Maybe there's some things in this here introduction that can apply to your life. We too live in a world that has loose women about us. We too need this mother's instruction. Give not thy strength unto loose women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Don't go that way. You're going to be serving a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't give your life to that which destroys. I see this mother encouraging her son in that. Let's read verse 4 to 7. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Those verses there I see, we know a drink in that time was often, they used it for medicine purposes. Can we say that way? But it oftentimes people got a little too much and got tipsy. This mother's telling her son, son, don't go into that. Don't start drinking strong drink. Because if you start into it, where are you going to stop? In other words, be responsible at all times for yourself. Don't let drink distort your thinking and reasoning. I'm thankful for an upbringing that has taught me that. Some people aren't that fortunate. Some people don't have parents and mothers that teach them that. Look where it leads them in life. Lemuel's mother taught him that. Verse 8 and 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the case of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth. Judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. She's saying here, son, live for what's right. Be a mediator in times when you're called to be. Just be on the side of right and good. Turn with me to Esther 4. This thought of being a mediator. I just want to pull out to strengthen that in our mind what this mother of Lemuel was talking about. Esther 4, verse 16. And Esther bade them answer, return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and drink neither... And neither eat nor drink 3 days, day or night. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. I've given myself all. I'm responsible. I'm going to be a mediator to those that are for the right, but are at odds. And I'm going to be a mediator. And this mother of Lemuel is saying, son, be that person. Be the one that's willing to step out for on the side of right and good. Well, we could go to 1 Samuel and look at Jonathan as well. It's the same thought in there. Jonathan was pleading with his father for David's life. What did he do to you that you want to kill him? Lemuel was taught that he was to be on the side of right and good and to be a mediator for people. Well, then we go into verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? A lot of times we read this passage, and I don't want you mothers and women to start feeling that this passage is talking about something that's unattainable. I want to put this passage in the context that Lemuel's mother was giving instructions to her son. I believe she had seen a lot of things in her day. And she's telling her son, who can find a virtuous woman? Son, where are you going to find a woman? That's not going to be hard on your kingdom. That's not going to lead you astray. Today in our world, there's a search for women like this. Who can find them? We want to look at some qualities of a virtuous woman. Qualities of a virtuous woman. So today, as we go through this passage, I don't want you to feel like I got to be all this, and if I'm not everything, then I'm not a virtuous woman. I don't believe that. Which way are you going in life? Are you striving to be a virtuous woman? I believe Lemuel's mother, if she looked at her life, she could see areas where she needed to do better. Areas where she should have been more what she ought to have been. Today, though, we are blessed with many virtuous women in our church. Faithful mothers. Faithful young people. Filling what role God has called them to. May the Lord bless you, and as you fill that role, but in the world about us, it is not so. So what is some qualities of a virtuous woman? I'd like to take the time to read the rest of this passage. Start reading at verse 10 again and read to the end of the passage of Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her covering is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I have 5 points. Qualities of a virtuous woman that I'd like to pull out of this passage here this morning. I've taken the word woman and made like an acrostic out of it. I'm not good at it. I'm going to try it though. The first one for the letter W. Qualities of a virtuous woman. She is worthy of trust. Verse 11. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. She is trustworthy. She is faithful. Her character. This virtuous woman, her character is one that you can depend on. It's reliable. She's responsible. Lemuel's mother saying, this woman, this virtuous woman that I would have you to have is going to be dependable. You can put your confidence in her. I want you to have one like that. She will not, you have no need of spoil. You can trust her with everything. She's not going to let you down. Are we building trust today? Is trust being built in your life? Do people see you as somebody that's trustworthy or not? Oh. The letter O offers herself to serve. Verse 12. She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Offers herself to serve. She's giving. Giving, doing him good. Lemuel, if you find a woman that is virtuous, she'll do you good all the days of your life. She's offering herself. The Amplified has this. She comforts, she encourages, and she does him only good as long as there's life within her. Everything she does is for his good. Verse 13 and 14, we see her being a hard worker as she's serving. She's offering herself to serve. She seeketh wool and flax, working willingly. She's a dependable, a hard worker. She manages her time. Verse 15 through 19, we can see how she rises when it's yet night. She's putting forth her effort. She's giving meat. She's making food. Buying a field, selling it. I'm not sure what all that means in the buying in a field and selling it. But she's thrifty, I believe, is what I pull out of it. Why? Because she wants to give everything. She's serving her family. She's giving everything she can to her husband and family. Think of the marriages about us today. If everyone in a marriage partnership, if the wife was giving as this virtuous woman was, would there be as much marriage struggles? I don't believe so. We can give so much, and it can be an encouragement. But let's look outside the marriage bond. If God didn't call you to that, if you're a woman that God hasn't called to that, there is much you can give and serve. Give encouragement. You can work hard. There's someone, maybe it's some little children, that you encourage on in life. Don't view life as a as a worthless race, unless you're called to motherhood. No, offer yourself to serve. Be a virtuous woman. And give of your time. Offer yourself up. Along with offering herself to serve, I believe there's love that goes along with the, as we think of offering herself. Love can be spelled, I believe, in giving and in helping. Look at verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She gives, she serves. She knows how to give that kind of love that is giving. Because she realized that in giving is when she receives. As I think of giving love, I thought of the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. We're not going to turn to it. Charity suffereth long and is kind. In other words, she gives up of herself in love and service for her family. I also thought of the chorus song that we sing, Love is Patient and Kind, taken from 1 Corinthians 13. I hear mothers sometimes share where their patience runs out at home. Or maybe it's a single woman that children, they just need a discipline. Maybe they need more love. Then your patience might reach around. Because love is patient and kind. No, it doesn't overlook discipline. Children need discipline. But as a woman offers herself to serve God and to serve other people, she will be blessed herself. Love is serving. M, for the letter M, merciful. She is merciful. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Verse 20 through 25. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands. She's merciful. She's compassionate. She's caring. She cares about the poor. She wants to reach out and help them. She looks at people and she wants to prepare them for the future. Lemuel's mother was that way. She was trying to prepare her son. Son, look at a woman, a virtuous woman. It's going to be compassionate and caring, merciful to you. A, letter A. I see in these verses that she answereth wisely. Verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She answereth wisely. She'll look about herself and look for the truth. She'll look for truth about her. I like to say, one of the aspects that a woman will look at, a virtuous woman will look at herself wisely and look at the truth about the situation. You may say, well, what are you talking about? And I want to try to explain that to you. I want to use my own life for a little bit of an illustration. My personality is one. And you may find it in your life this way too, but excuse the emotions, but We oftentimes tear ourselves down. Why not as good as so-and-so? And we start in the road of discouragement. In that thing, I think we need to look at ourselves wisely and truthfully. Mothers, women, you too need to. What is the truth about my life? Yes, I got faults. Yes, I got failures. But I'm striving to rise above them. She answers herself wisely. She looks at herself wisely. I think we see that in these verses. She will see her faults and failures in life and will not let them destroy her, but instead strive to rise above them. Verse 26, wisdom. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. You may say, well, I don't have any wisdom. Wisdom of God in their life, I believe, will show forth. How can we show it forth? The last of verse 26. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She's going to have kindness in her instruction. She's going to have kind counsel to her family, to those she meets, whoever it is. We see her opening her mouth and her tongue moving because she's talking. And we know James 3 says much about the tongue and how it can have damaging effects. But as she answers wisely, she knows how to control her tongue. Because the tongue can be used as a knife to kill and to destroy. Relationships can be destroyed with the tongue. Can have damaging effects on the children as they're coming up in the home. But then the positive of the tongue. As we think of what's in this verse, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is a law of kindness. Your tongue can give soothing words. It can be comforting. Oil to heal the injuries. A woman that uses wisdom in her speech is encouraging to everyone she meets and will cause others to go further in life than she could ever go herself. Answer wisely. A virtuous woman answereth wisely. In the letter N, I have never as far from the Lord. Verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Ed's opened up this morning with this. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I believe a virtuous woman, first and foremost, and it's the last one I give here in the letters of woman, but she never is far from the Lord. She realizes that's her first and foremost and most important thing in her life. So we'll spend time worshiping the Lord. Spend time serving the Lord. Spend time in prayer with Him. Reading your Bible. Verse 29, if a woman puts these to practice in their life, they will be virtuous. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. I believe Lemuel's mother saying, if you can find a woman like this, you found one that excels them all. Maybe we can get to that in life. But which direction are you going? Are you striving to be a virtuous woman in your life? Question for us to ponder. Next part of the message. I'd like to look at us as husbands. I trust as we went through the qualities of a virtuous woman, that you looked at your wife, or you not really looked at her, but thought of your wife. Say, I found one. But for us husbands, what can we do? To help our wives be a virtuous woman. I believe there's some key aspects in these verses that we can look at in our lives that we can help our wife be who she ought to be. So ways husbands can help our wives. Verse 30, the one that we quit on in the last one. But I'd like to think of accept her as a gift from God. She feared the Lord. God gave her the virtues that are in her life. He brought them out and He gave them to her for a gift. The way she is. Accept her. Accept her as a gift from God. You chose her to be your wife and the mother of your children. Accept her. Because to be a virtuous woman, she needs all the encouragement you can give. She needs your help, your support. When we start holding things back from her and aren't the companion that we ought to be, we start not accepting her and we start pulling back from treating her as we ought to. And we lose sight that she is a gift from God to us. In Genesis chapter 2, God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet. And He did, and gave that gift to Adam. Let's see our wife as a gift of God from God. Accept her. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Touches a little bit, but you can encourage her. Give her strength, give her honor, give her encouragement. In other words, that's love. Give her love. Sacrificial love. We could turn to Ephesians chapter 5 as we look at how Jesus gave His life for the church. That's sacrificial love. Giving up of self. Brethren, it's not my way or the highway. It's a union of two becoming one flesh. She is not a nobody. Or the old woman. She is somebody. She's your wife. Give her sacrificial love. Don't look at what is in it for me, but what can I do for her? In the Ephesians 5, we can go on down. We need to, another one I pulled from Ephesians 5 then, for my third point on what can what husbands do. But we can love her as our own body. We find those in those Ephesians 5 verses. Love her as our own body. Paul says, no man has yet ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it. Do you treat your wife, love her in that way? Treat your wife with respect, courtesy. Paul is declaring in Ephesians 5 that a man is to give love as his own, as what he would for himself, and to give it. But what happens if we don't give that? Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter. You might want to hold your fingers there in Proverbs 31, because we'll be back there. I like to look at 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I trust today, this morning, we don't have any hindered prayers because we haven't followed this verse. We didn't have the love that honored them as a weaker vessel. We haven't treated them with respect. Because prayer life will be hindered if the love for our wife is not as it should be. Encourage your wife, love your wife as your own body. Back to Proverbs 31, verse 28. Her husband riseth up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. I have, for this point, for this, and be grateful for your wife. Be grateful for your wife. I believe this is one of the things, and I've shared it before in this message, but I want to stress it again. Be thankful for the wife that God has blessed you with. Pray for your wife. Be thankful for her. Lift her up to God's throne. A grateful person, I believe, will spend time in prayer for your wife and for all her needs. What is the world, women of the world, lacking today? I believe this is one of them. Men tend to find them out of their own lusts and don't have that sacrificial love for them. They don't treat them with respect. And so they don't get what they want from them. And so they're not thankful for what the Lord has given to them. Too often it ends in divorce. Be grateful for your wife. You want to respect yourself? Respect your wife. Be grateful for her. Build her up to be a virtuous woman. You can tear and wound so much in your relationship to her. For the children, I believe children have much to contribute towards their mother. Being a virtuous woman or not. Turn with me to Ephesians 6. Children, I want you to listen to these verses. Now, Paul is writing to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children have much to contribute toward helping their mother be a virtuous woman. I'd like to read a couple verses in Proverbs before I look at a few thoughts on this, what children can do. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. We see the same words in chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Children contributing to virtuous mothers or women. The first one I have is be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient to your parents, but also to your mothers, it's in there. Honor your father and mother. In verse 2 of Ephesians 6, value of them of esteem. Value them as precious. Esteem them. Value them as precious. I see a reverence for who the Lord has placed as authority in your life. You can buck against that authority. You can run from it. But verse 3 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, if you don't do that, I don't believe you can claim this promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children contributing to a virtuous woman. The second one I have, be thoughtful. Be thoughtful. She is a person. In these verses, I believe we'll see that it doesn't leave any room for unkind remarks or for taking her for granted. Proverbs 29, verse 15. I want to read a verse there for you children. Proverbs is full of it. I didn't know which ones to pull out and which ones not to. Proverbs 29, verse 15. The rod of reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Be someone that your mom can be thankful for and grateful for. Don't do things to embarrass your mother. Don't go against her wishes and the wisdom she is trying to impart to you. As I was studying for this, I have a serious, a new thought came to me. And it's kind of sobering. For children, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. If you want to shame your mom, and do go against her instructions. You know what this verse is telling us? You didn't get spanked enough. It's a sobering thought. I look at my own life, and I see areas that I want to strive to do better in my family. Do you have them? Are you building them up? Realizing that your mother has a serious calling. Don't embarrass her. She's striving to be who she ought to be. Be grateful. Another one I have children can do. Be grateful. Express appreciation for your mother. No, it's not gushy all the time. But have you told your mother you love her? Express appreciation. Be grateful. And you can help your mother be a virtuous woman by helping her. The last one I have for children. Help your mother. She has many responsibilities and duties. And you can be a help to her by striving for maturity in your life and helping. Well, in closing, I want to look at mothers again. What can you do in your home to be this virtuous woman? I want to just highlight some things that I shared at the start of the message, but be close to God every day. Live your life close to God every day. Be a good gift from God to your husband. But if you're going to be a gift from God, go to God. Let Him mold you into that gift. Be a gift of God to the world. Mothers, be a gift of God to the world. Give up of self. Give yourself up. And be a gift of God to your children. As you're instructing, as you're preparing your children for life, view it as a solemn responsibility. Be that gift to your children. And remember, every child wants to be wanted, accepted, and appreciated. That tongue can tear them down. Let us not be that way. View your children as a gift from God. God gave them to you. We have a motto at home. As I pondered it, I'd like to share it here. To the world, you are a mom. But to your family, you are the world. I trust, as your family looks at you this Mother's Day, that you are a virtuous woman, striving to live out what Lemuel's mother was trying to tell her son to look for in a woman, in his partner, in for life. A poem yet. If I could give you diamonds for each tear you cried for me, if I could find you sapphires for each truth you helped me see, if I could give you rubies for the heartache that you've known, if I could give you pearls for the wisdom that you've shown, then you'll have a treasure, Mother, that would mount up to the skies, that would almost match the sparkle in your kind and loving eyes. But I have no pearls, no diamonds, as I'm sure you're well aware, so I'll give you gifts more precious, my devotion, love, and care. Let us kneel for prayer.